Collecting as a hobby is popular in the Czech Republic as it is throughout the world. The country has no shortage of those who collect prints, coins, stamps, and works of art. But the country also boasts a high number of collectors focused on more unusual items, from pocket diaries to fruit and vegetable labels, from historic puppets to paper tissues. The country's Curiosity Collectors Club, based in Prague, was founded more than 40 years ago, and now has around 1,000 members. Recently, I caught up with the group's chairman, Ladislav Lickler, to learn more about the art of collecting, specifically, collecting the unusual.
Klub vznikl v roce 1965.
Collecting behind the Iron Curtain in former Czechoslovakia really began to get popular in the 1960s, and our club was founded in 1965. At the time, it was difficult to travel abroad, so many collected things instead, to learn more about the world. Popular items in those days included matches, postcards, pins, and labels. Those were quite non-traditional items in collecting at the time, hence the name and focus of the club. But they have become a bit more mainstream since.
According to Ladislav Lickler, Czech collectors boast some of the grandest collections in the world, for example, of chocolate bar or chewing gum wrappers. He himself has put together a famous collection of historic as well as contemporary cheese labels from all over. How many? An incredible 168,000, a collection which took decades to complete. That said, Lickler, who is an agrobiologist by profession, makes clear that collectors of curious items are well aware that what they find worth saving is rarely valued by the broader public.
These are items which don't have any value for anyone other than collectors. But for us, they are interesting and bring a lot of satisfaction.
He adds that collections such as his own do have significant historic resonance, capturing an era, printing techniques, painterly motifs, methods of presentation, and storage.
One of the things about our club is that it's more than just about collecting, but it's about knowledge and information. A number of our members have published articles or texts relating items in an historical context to specific professional fields. We have experts who also cooperate with businesses and are considered the very best.
One person whose collection is regularly visited by TV crews and print reporters is Rudolf Kocourek, a specialist in die-cast and plastic model cars. His collection features hundreds of miniatures from police cars and ambulances to Formula One, organized and carefully labeled behind glass year by year. Enough to make any collector envious.
Fiat and marks which belongs to Fiat, it means Lancia, Alfa Romeo, Ferrari, some Maserati nowadays. And this is sorted by year from 1898 up to now. Roughly in Italy, because I have also British cars and some French, but in Italy 2,800 Italian cars. Many Fiats I have, or several Fiats I was driving. It has something together. I like Italy, Italian food, sun, sea. So, could be the reason is here.
For him, it all began 45 years ago, when he was just 10 years old. Rudolf Kocourek got his first matchbox car for Christmas. All such cars were known as Angličáky then, the collector explains.
Angličáky means little English car. All the, it was only matchbox in those days, so it was made in England in those days. Afterwards, it was moved from England to Thailand and to Macau, China, Bulgaria, but first were made in England.
As his collection grew, he had to decide what form it would take, not only in terms of focus, but also in terms of scale.
I focus on one scale. This 1/2 to 1/3, it's about, let's say, 10 centimeters long, which are not so difficult to store, and you can see many details there, and it's a very, very common scale in Europe, not in the United States, but in Europe, and many, many producers are producing in this scale. On this scale, you can see many details, many things you can do yourself, like me, because I wanted to show the history of Mark in models. It means if some model or some version is not produced, I do it myself.
Not surprisingly, putting together complete collections requires certain ingenuity, and last but not least, a fair amount of disposable income.
You cannot count if you collect something. You cannot count money. It's not investment, it's an expense because you never get it back.
But when it comes to collecting, says Kocourek, it's worth it for the sheer pleasure.
Filling the hole is the best you can meet. Also, finding something new. If I'm looking for something very special, I know that it was produced years ago. First of all, I think, was it produced again now in better condition, or must I look for this old toy or model? I go and I look. If I can buy it on eBay or in Czech Republic, of course.
Discovery, agrees Curiosity Collectors Club head Ladislav Likler, is a huge part of the process.
Když přijdete někam, kde máte určitou kolekci něčeho.
You might be with someone showing you a collection, turning pages, and suddenly you spot something you'd heard about but never actually seen. You feel a familiar shiver down your spine, but you have to keep a poker face so the person doesn't know how badly you want it. But of course you do. It happened to me years ago when I got several labels from a cheese production facility which had belonged to the Archduke Ferdinand, labels which had his coat of arms. Nobody else has them. That's something which helps you through those leaner years when you dig up nothing.
Says Ladislav Likler, every one of us has a bit of the collector within, but most never act on the impulse to take collecting further.
Everyone has a spark for collecting, but not everyone becomes a collector. As children, we begin gathering things which we like. But that alone isn't enough. To take it to the next step, it requires patience and tenacity. Not everybody has that.
If you're thinking about starting your own collection, remember, it's important to keep things realistic. No collection is ever really complete. Rudolf Kocourek adds that it's important to outline a clear goal or focus early on.
From the beginning, you should focus on some theme. It's a mark, historical period, or racing cars, Formula One, Le Mans, or only Le Mans winners, or buses, or fire, or police cars, ambulances. But you have to focus what you will collect, or fantastic team, what I like. I have seen a collection of this kind, what I like to have. Because after years, when there are 300, 400 pieces in this collection, it makes a sense, because it's a collection of dream.
Kocourek makes clear his collection belongs to his whole family, although not for taking out and playing with on the floor. Not now, not ever.
After years, the youngest son promised me to continue in my collection. Like, he's 15 now, so who knows what will be. But as I know him, probably he will continue. But nowadays he cannot touch it. It is collection.